I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
If money affects your life in any way, Money Making Sense will talk about it. Be financially healthy, wealthy, and wise. Here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Welcome to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. Today, we are talking about how to survive and keep yourself safe financially during this coronavirus pandemic. Joining me today is Jill Gonzalez. She's an analyst with Wallet Hub. And welcome to the show, Jill.
Thanks for having me.
Jill, these tips that we're going to give, I think, are prudent no matter what is happening financially in the world or your own personal life. But I think right now it's really, really important for people to start doing these things. So let's say I'm out of work and I'm struggling to pay the mortgage or even my rent. What are some things I can do to alleviate that?
So it depends what kind of financial assistance we're talking about here. I think right now, first, don't be afraid to ask your bank for help. Many banks and credit unions have actually said that they're willing to offer assistance to people who face financial hardship right now due to the coronavirus. So that might include measures like being able to skip a payment, having temporary lower rates, getting fees waived, or having a credit line increase. These all particularly apply to credit cards and some loans. If you find yourself struggling financially, call customer service to make your case. Now, right now, the wait times are long, but it's definitely worth it. So the banks have kind of said, you know, we're here to help, and now it's up to us to really call them and find out what they can do for our specific situation.
Okay, so even if I get my mortgage company to skip a payment for me, that doesn't mean I never have to pay it. Generally, they're going to just tack it on. If I had a 30-year loan, now it's going to be 30 years and 1 month.
That depends on which state you're in. So a lot of that is at the state level when we're talking about mortgages. So what I just discussed was more credit card based.
Okay.
If you're talking about your mortgage specifically, then there are a lot of federal and state programs that are coming to help people in need. Some states or particular landlords, if we're talking about rent, are fully waiving April mortgage or April rent. Some states are not. It will be more of a postponement.
Okay. The best thing to do is one, check your state government rules or laws. Or is it based on what state the mortgage company is incorporated in or what state you live in?
It would be what state you live in.
Oh, so if I had my mortgage with Chase Bank, let's say, they are not incorporated in Utah where I live. But if I needed them to skip one of my payments and Utah says, hey, you can just skip it totally, you don't owe it at the end of your term, then Chase has to honor that.
Right. So Chase is based in Delaware. Not a lot of people live in Delaware. So that would not apply to a lot of people. So yeah, that would be based on where you live. It would be a state mandate or a federal mandate.
Okay, so that's a good thing to know. And then going back, I apologize, I didn't realize you were talking more about credit cards right at the very beginning. That's where you were saying you need to call customer service if you're trying to postpone that monthly payment that you owe.
Correct.
And what tip can you give on how to speak to the customer service agent? Because, you know, a lot of people are under a lot of stress, and sometimes we don't react real well under stress. and then you're on hold for a really long time, as you were saying, and the customer service person finally gets there and says, oh, I don't know if we can really help you. What's your tip?
One way that the coronavirus is different than a lot of other kind of natural disasters or other types of things that cause financial hardship is that the country essentially was affected by this all at once, right? The restaurant industry didn't fold just in one city or in one state. It folded in along the entire country. And the same can be said for the hospitality industry, for the travel industry. You know, we felt these effects all at once. So the people that you're talking to in customer service are going through similar situations that you are. So it's important to remember that and to be clear and be polite as possible when you're articulating the reasons for your hardship. And if you have anything documenting that, have that in front of you as well.
Let's say I get that straightened out and maybe I get a part-time job. Maybe I lost my job in hospitality at the hotel. But there are a lot of companies hiring right now. Grocery stores need extra help. Amazon needs people to pack things up. And pizza delivery is a big one right now. So let's say I get one of those jobs, but it's maybe only part-time. If I do have a little bit of income coming in, what are some things I can do to protect or maximize my savings?
That's really what you want to be focusing on right now. So a lot of jobs that we just went over are simply not immune to this virus. So it's a good idea to set aside as much money as you can from whatever paycheck you do have, if you have one, in case coronavirus further impacts your ability to work or does cause you to have any type of additional medical expenses. And it is always good to have an emergency fund, but I think now especially people are really heeding that advice. And if you are concentrating on other things, you know, we're talking about savings. A lot of people are worried about 401ks or the stock market. Really try to avoid panicking right now. Remember that this will run its course and focus on your savings and keeping yourself afloat right now.
But Jill, have you not seen what the stock market did?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one other thing that people don't necessarily remember is that the stock market and the economy are not one and the same. So the stock market is one part of the economy, but it's certainly not all of it. So first of all, a lot of people are not even invested in the stock market. Only about 40% of people are in America. So the people that are not, I think, are worried about much more day-to-day concepts.
Basically, if I'm one of the 40% invested in the stock market, I shouldn't just sell everything right this second.
Right. I would say avoid panicking about that. Remember that this will kind of run its course. We'll see ebbs and flows before the end of, you know, social distancing itself. So we're going to see daily changes in the stock market based on a lot of things that aren't even happening within the country that are happening in other countries too. So I wouldn't put your focus there right now.
What other tips do you have to help me financially through this tough period that we're going through right now?
We talked a little bit about this, but right now it's important to really pay close attention to legislation. And that's both at the state and federal level. There are a lot of programs coming that can help people and small businesses financially. Those range from paid sick leave and robust unemployment insurance to things like eviction protection and forgivable loans.
Thank you so much, Jill Gonzalez. You are an analyst with Wallet Hub, and you're just helping us through how we can protect our savings during this sort of crisis time right now. So the things I learned are: talk to your bank, whether that's a credit card bank or your mortgage company or even a landlord, to help you defer a payment or maybe even skip it altogether, depending on your state laws. And then also, if I don't already have my savings in place, like that $1,000 emergency fund, I should try my best to get it together, even on the limited income I've got coming in right now.
Right. So maybe before this, you were on track to, you know, put a little money, a little bit more money toward your student loan payoff or, you know, paying off a credit card. But really now, any extra money you should have should go to savings.
Thank you so much, Jill. I appreciate your time today. Thanks for listening. You can email me with any questions or topics you want to hear about at hkelly@ksl.com. That's H-K-E-L-L-Y at ksl.com. And because this is Money Making Sense, you can subscribe for free on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense on the social media, Money Making Sense, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.